This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India is stressed to have a permanent solution to border demarcation with China by rejuvenating the established mechanism and call for bridging the trust deficit created between the two nations after the 2020 border standoff. New Delhi also underlined the need for maintaining peace and tranquility along the Indo-China border and solving issues through the structured roadmap of permanent engagement and de-escalation. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh held a bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart, Admiral Dong Jun, on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO Defence Ministers meeting in China. India has held discussions with Russia over the supply of S-400 systems, Su-30, MKI upgrades and procurement of critical military hardware in expeditious timeframes. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh had a bilateral meeting with his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov in Qingdao on the sidelines of the SCO Defence Ministers meeting. The two ministers held in-depth discussions on a range of issues covering current geopolitical situations, cross-border terrorism and Indo-Russian defence cooperation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said India has not signed the joint document at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Defence Ministers meeting in China, as one country did not want to make a reference to terrorism. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said the SCO was formed with the objective of fighting terrorism. He said Defence Minister Rajnath Singh clearly said if there is no mention of terrorism in the joint document, India will not sign it.
Rajnath Ji's view rightly was that without that reference, when the main purpose of that organization is to fight terrorism and you are not allowing a reference to that, I am not prepared to. So I think it is very understandable, and Sarv Sahmati se SCO chalta. So ek desh ne jo hai, unhone kaha ki hum nahi manenge ki atankwad ka kahin jikar hona hai. Aur Rajnath Ji ne kaha ki agar atankwad ka koi isme jikar nahi hai, to hum log jo hai, wo statement nahi manenge.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today spoke with Foreign Minister of Iran, Sayed Abbas Araghchi, on the current situation in Iran. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that he appreciates him sharing Iran's perspective and thinking in the current complex situation. He also thanked the Iranian Foreign Minister for facilitating the safe evacuation of Indian nationals. India is exporting 10 diesel electric locomotives of 3,300 horsepower to Mozambique. These locomotives, manufactured by Banaras Locomotive Works, are not only technologically advanced but also have several special facilities for the driver. This includes aesthetic cab design, toilet facilities and refrigerators. These features not only ensure driver comfort but also reflect the quality of the workplace in accordance with international standards. The National Commission for Women has taken suo motu cognizance of an incident reported from South Kolkata, where a law student was allegedly gang-raped within the college premises. The commission has written to the Commission of Police Kolkata and expressed deep concern over the incident, seeking a detailed action-taken report within 3 days. The world-famous annual Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balbhadra and Devi Subhadra began in Puri today. The holy town of Puri is witnessing an overwhelming spiritual spectacle as the Yatra began with the grandeur and devotion. Lakhs of devotees from across India and abroad have gathered to participate in this sacred event. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended the week's last trading session on a positive note, rising for fourth consecutive day. Both indices closed with modest gains of over 0.3% amid positive global cues. The 30-share index and the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex advanced 303 points to close at 84,059. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 gained 89 points to settle at 25,638. The India Meteorological Department has forecast monsoon to cover the entire country in the next 2 to 3 days. Talking to Akashvani News IMD scientist Naresh Kumar said that heavy to very heavy rainfall is predicted over western parts of the country today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.